Yud Aleph Ador Aleph, Tuesday, 15th of February, Rabbi David Abakasis, Shir HaShirim.
Good morning to everybody. I'd like to share with you some Divrei Chazal on the holiness and the value and importance of the book of Shir HaShirim. In Masechet Yadayim, the Mishnah discusses a concept that Chazal had made, that people had a practice at the time to put, the Kohanim had a practice at the time to put food which was truma, which is holy, so in order to keep it away that a person who's not a Kohen shouldn't touch it, so they used to put it in the Aron Kodesh. As a result of it, mice used to come, and they used to not only eat the truma, but they used to nibble at the sforim. So the Chachamim made a gezeira that the truma, that the Sefer Torah, if you touch it, or any kitve kodesh, if you touch it, it makes it tumi. So that the truma should become posel. So the Mishnah discusses as follows. The Mishnah says as follows. Kol kisve hakodesh mitamim tayadaim. Any of the books in Tanakh, if you touch it, it will make your hands tome, that if you touch truma becomes possible. But then the Mishnah goes on and discuss Shir HaShirim veKoheles mitamim tayadaim. Both these two books, it seems there was a question about them, and he's telling you, no, they're holy. If you touch them, it's mitamim yadaim. Rabbi Yehuda Amer, Shir HaShirim Metamet Yadayim, Bekohelet Machlekes. So there was a debate, Kohelet, whether it was a holy book or not. Rabbi Yossi Amer, Kohelet Eno Metamet Yadayim, Shir HaShirim Machlekes. And the Mishnah goes on, comes along Rabbi Akiva, or in fact, before Rabbi Akiva, I'll mention, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Aza, Rabbi Shimon ben Aza, he says, Mekubal Ani Mipi Shirim Ushnayim Zokem. He had a tradition that he had received from 72 Zakenim. Beyom Shehoshivu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ben Yeshiva, on the day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the Nosi, Sheshir Ashirim Mekohelim Mitamim Tiyadayim. There's no debate on either of them. They're both holy. Amar Rabbi Akiva, comes Rabbi Akiva, Chas v'Sholom, God forbid they should even imagine that Shir HaShirim was a matter of doubt. Lo nechlak adam Yisrael Shir HaShirim. There never was a machloikus regarding Shir HaShirim. Shelot etamet yadayim, that is certainly a holy book, and therefore it's going to be metamet yadayim. Shein kol ha'olam kulo kedai, the entire creation is no worth. Ki yom shnitam bo Shir HaShirim, like the day that Shir HaShirim was revealed to the world. And he goes on and he says, Shekol haksuvim kodesh. All the books in Tanakh are holy. They all were given beruah hakodesh. V'shir HaShirim kodesh kodoshim. And Shir HaShirim is holy of holies. And I'm looking here at the Mefarshim here. And the Meleches Shloima brings a few pirushim. He says, it brings a baraita. Which actually, he calls the baraita, I've seen it in the Medrash Rabbah, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who is on the day that he was appointed, that wasn't Rabbi Shimon ben Azariah, gave testimony that Shir HaShirim is holy, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave him Moshel. What did Moshel he gave? He says, Moshel lemelech shenatal se'ah, a king, he took a bag of wheat, grain, and he gave it to a baker. And he says, please make me X number of different quality flours out of this bag of wheat. And he gave different grades, so much of this, so much of this. And then gave me the best refined flour, and out of it make me a certain bread. So he says, this is what Shir HaShirim is. Of all the Shirim that there is in the world, Shir HaShirim is the most refined of all of them all. That's the Moshe that he gives. That in itself needs explanation, what he means by this. The Meharsha tells us, the Meharsha here on the Gilyon, of the Mishnayos here, he brings from the Targum, and he says that there are 10 Shirim, although he doesn't go through them, in Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez he goes through all of them. What are the ten shirim? Starting from Adam Rishon, when he says Mishmor Shilim HaShabbos, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Yam, and then afterwards Aliber and Ulam, and Devoira, they list ten shirim. And the last one is Shir HaShirim, and that he says is the holies of holies, because the tenth are Siri Kodesh. Then the Melech Shlomo quotes one of the Gedolim that lived in Sfat at the time of the Bes Yosef. His name was Rabbi Moshe Galanti. And why is it so holy? Why is Shir HaShirim so holy? And he gives Peshat as follows. Actually, he's based on a Zohar, maybe we'll look at it later. And he says, because Shir HaShirim includes in it, allegorically, most of the holy occasions of Klal Yisrael. Matan Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu, all the Nisim that took place in the Midbar, all are referred in Shir HaShirim allegorically. The building of the Beis HaMikdash, all the great events in the history of Klal Yisrael are hinted at in the book of Shir HaShirim. And that's why he says, it's holy of holies. And then he quotes a Rishon, whose farim I've never heard of, must be a Rishon from Spain, because he's got the name, the Don Yahya. And he wants to explain why Shir HaShirim the most holy. He says as follows, V'liyot ki bedibur me'ha'ofen alaz hirba lechaber sfarim. There are many books with wisdom, enkets, infinite amount of sfarim, and Shlomo HaMelech, the most wise of all men, he wrote a great deal, and in Tanakh we see that Shlomo HaMelech wrote 1,005 different books. Piresh, therefore, he comes and tells you, Kishira Shirim hu na'ala mikol shara shirim. Of all the wisdom that Shlomo HaMelech gave, Shir HaShirim is the greatest of all the wisdom. Yeah. So, I want to explore a bit more and find out the holiness of this book. And I came across a Mishnah in Sefer HaBahir. For those who are not acquainted with Sefer HaBahir, Sefer HaBahir is a medrash written by Rabbi Nehunya ben Hakone, a very holy Tana, together with Rabbi Ishmael, Kohen Gadol. And although the book is written in a very simple Hebrew, it's a very deep book, and it's always difficult to understand what he's really referring to. But I found there a Mishnah that deals with Shir HaShirim. And I'll read it to you. Yashav Rabbi Amorai, one of the Tanoim always mentioned in Sefer HaBahir, he was sitting down and he was teaching. V'dorash, mipenei ma zachta tomar v'yatsu mimena peretz v'zerach. He's exploring what is the greatness of this lady, Tomar, who gave birth to two children for Yehuda, Peretz and Zerah. And he answers very simply, Mipenei she haya shma Tamar, because her name is Tamar. Tamar we know means a date tree, and there's something behind a deeper meaning to the word Tamar. We find in the Chumash that when Bnei Israel were journeying, they came to a place called Elima. And there, Shivim Temorim, there were 70 palm trees. Each one was different, a different species. There were 12 wells of water there. And the Torah is not telling us simply, you know, that they were traveling and they saw 70, describing the scenery. Obviously, there's something deeper than meets the eye. So he says, because her name was Tamar, and she symbolizes something very special. She gave birth to two children who are very holy, two special neshamas. Immediately he asked a question. Veha, Tamar, Achos Amnon. We have other ladies by the name of Tamar in Tanakh. The sister, the brother of Amnon, he had a sister called Tamar, from the daughter of David HaMelech. So he answers immediately, no. He David Elekach. Tamar with Yehuda, she was destined to bring to the world these two special neshamos, Peretz and Zerach. Umayta Ama, Akri, Peretz and Zerach. Why are these children called Peretz and Zerach? What is the significance of their names? And he tells you, Peretz Ikri al Shem Halevona. Peretz was called because of the moon. Why? Shalevona nifretzes leitim venivnes leitim. Peretz means from a pirta, a breakthrough, breaking something down. He says the moon is sometimes whole, sometimes it wanes and it becomes small, and sometimes it disappears. And therefore Peretz was called after the moon. It represents something that the moon represents. And we know that David HaMelech is also compared to the moon, and that's why the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us there was a question of Kiddush Levana and a problem in Bimekabel the Eidus, and one of the Tanoim says to the other one, go to such and such a place, there you can accept the Eidim of Bimekadish Levana and send me a message secretly that you've done it. I'll understand the message. Just tell me, David Yisrael at Melech HaYevikoyim, and I will know that that's Kiddush Levana. So the Gemara associates Kiddush Levana with David HaMelech. And we know that David HaMelech comes from Peretz. He goes on, and then he asks, V'Zerach, why was Zerach called Zerach? Ikri al Shem HaChoma. It's named after the sun. Why is it named after the sun? Shehachoma zorachas tomid. It continuously gives light. Not like the moon. Sometime yes, sometime no. Tomid be'in yenachat. It's continuous. So he asks a question. Veha peretz haya ha-bechor. Hold on. Who was the bechor? Peretz. Why should Peretz, who is the bechor, be called after the moon, which is a smaller planet? And Zerach, who is not the Bechor, be called by the sun, who is a bigger planet. He says, Peretz haya Bechor, v'chama gedoyle min alevona. Lo kasha, he says, not a question. Why? The haksiv, v'yiten yad. We know that in the birth, a hand came out. And they tied a ribbon to that hand, so we should know who was the first one. But then the hand went back in. And another child came out. Uchtir ve'achar yotza achiv asher al yado hashoni. So first came out Peretz, and secondly came out Zerach, who had on him this ribbon because his hand had come out and then went back in. A very strange phenomenon, that the hand of a child comes out, suddenly the hand disappears, goes back in with the ribbon on it, and suddenly the other twin comes out. Virtually impossible. The passage, if one is behind the other, it's virtually impossible. And therefore he says, really Zerach, who is named after the sun, should have been the Bechor. His hand came out. But then something happened, and the hand disappeared. Now this is the punchline, what the Sefer HaBohi wants to tell us. Umipenesh simchas hakodesh baruchu, shetzafa she'atid latzet mimenu shloima. God was excited. He was in joy when Peretz was to be born. Because Shloimo HaMelech comes from Peretz, So what's the greatness of Hashem Yisborach? Was excited that Shlomo HaMelech is going to come from Peretz? I can't allow Zerach to come out first. I have to let Peretz come out first. She'atid lo'imar shir ha'shirim. Because Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring to the world the book of Shir HaShirim. Hechziroi. What did he do? He intervened in the natural order. He pushed Zerach back, who was naturally going to be the Bechor, and instead pushed forward Peretz, that he should be the Bechor, because Peretz is going to bring to us, to the world, the book of Shir HaShirim. Already the Ribbono Shel Olam was thinking of Shir HaShirim well before Shlomo HaMelech was born. But the Medrash in Shir HaShirim tells us that Shir HaShirim actually, and I'll read you what the Medrash says, Shir HaShirim B'Sinai Ne'emra. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai. Shne'emar. Shir HaShirim Shir she'amru iso ha'shirim ha'shoyrim. In other words, what does it mean Shir HaShirim? The shir that the Malachim were singing up in Shamayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu, it was revealed to him. B'chvoid geduloso amra. And it's all relating to the gedula, the greatness of the Creator, Hashem Yisborach. Malachi ha'shores amruhu. The Malachim were singing to the Eibishter. Shir HaShirim, Shir Shamaruhu, Sarim Shel Mala. The Sarim Shel Mala, the Malachim were singing to the Eibishter. That's the Medrash. So it well precedes Moshe Rabbeinu. It precedes Har Sinai even. It was up in Shamayim, the Malachim are singing it. And the Sefer Abahil already tells us that the Eibishter had it in mind, just wants to reveal it. And I thought about it, and was it in the same format as Shlomo HaMelech gave it to us? It could be, because every Novi, and Shir HaShirim was given Baruch HaKodesh, and every Novi, and Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim B'Signon Echad. No two prophets speak in the same language. It's divine, it's coming from Hashem Yisborach. Each individual expresses the message of Hashem in His words. So Mamela, my Svara tells me like this. Shir HaShirim exists in Shamayim, but that's in a spiritual element. Shlomo HaMelech, he expressed it in his way, in his signum, in his way. So Shlomo HaMelech, all he did, he brought to the world something that already existed in Shamayim. In Medrash Rus, it tells us as follows. It says this, like this. Rabbi Azariah and Rabbi Hizkiah were going on Aliyah LaRegel. They were going to Jerusalem. They were traveling. And they were learning on the way. Amar Leh says, Rabbi Hizkiah to Rabbi Azariah, Hachi Shaman Alehai, I heard the following. Ba'ahu Zimna, the HaMelech Shlomo, Gali Shir HaShirim. At that time when Shlomo HaMelech revealed Shir HaShirim, you see, the word revealed means it existed before. All he's doing is revealing it to the world. Zoy Hama, the Ahu Nachash Kadma'a, the tumor, the poison, the tumor, that the snake had put into the Atil be'Adam v'Chava, into Adam and Chava, it pasach mi alma, it stopped, it removed from the world. Begin the chad nafku, told in le'alma me'Adam v'Chava, and he goes on to explain what happened at the time, how this tumor came to the world through the nachash kadmoni, and it stopped when Shir HaShirim came to the world. That's the power of Shir HaShirim. It's a piece of Zohar in Parshas Vayera. It says as follows. It describes, it's Medrash HaNe'elam, and it describes what happened when Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was about to die. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishechola Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol Ahu Yoima Erev Shabbos Hava. When Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol became ill, about to die, it was on a Friday, Shabbat, Erev Shabbos it was. Ve'oitiv li'yemine Hyrcanus b'ray. He asked his son Hyrcanus, named after his father, to sit next to him. And he was teaching him deep things. The word got around that Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol, who was one of the Gedolei HaTanoim, was ill. So the Hachomim decided to come and see him. And just to understand some of the background, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is the famous machloikis about Tanur Akenai in Masechet Bava Metzia, where there was a machloikis, and he held an opinion, and the majority disagreed with him, and they said to him, "You can't go against the majority," and he stood firm on his opinion of his own view. As a result, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was, to use, for want of a better word, banned from the Beis HaMedrash because he didn't agree with the majority and he held to his own view. He was the one who said, you know, if I'm not right, let the walls of the Beis HaMedrash cave in and all these things. And Rav Shimon said to him, look at Shemaim here, the Torah is down here, you have to listen to the majority. So Rabbi Eliezer went away from the main center of learning. So he says like this, at the Havu Yatve, while they were sitting, him and his son were sitting and he was ill, Alu Hachim Medara, the Chachomim came to visit him, he is dying. Limevakirle, Oilidlu, he was very upset with them because he had gone away and none had come to see him. And he had very sharp words when they came to visit him. Aldelo atu l'sham mashalem, because they didn't come to God l'adoyer, and they didn't come. The tanina gedoyla shimushi, yet milimoda is greater to serve the gedoylim even more than they're learning. And then at the ate Rabbi Akiva came along, and it was a talmid of Rabbi Eliezer. Amale Akiva, Akiva, lama loy atid l'sham shali? Why didn't you come to? So many years you didn't come to see me. And he also very sharp words to Rabbi Akiva, and we know what fate Rabbi Akiva died of. And Rabbi Eliezer told him that that would be his fate. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva, despite the sharp words and the terrible curse that Rabbi Eliezer gave him, Rabbi Akiva still sat next to him and asked, please teach me before you die. And he taught him. No, so what did they learn? Rabbi Akiva says to him, when Rabbi Akiva sat next to Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer started to teach him, Bahi Rabbi Akiva ve'amale Rabbi, he cried for what? For his failing in not being Meshamish, Rabbi Eliezer. Oilif Leoraita, please teach me. Aftah Pume Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer started speaking and teaching him. B'masi Merkava, he started teaching him very high things. Ata Esha, fire came down and surrounded Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. The other Hachomim saw what was going on. They decided, you know what, since the fire is surrounding the two of them, this is not for us. And they left. And they left Rabbi Akiva along with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva, and what does he teach him? Ve'oilif bebaheres telat mi'ah halochot pesukos. He taught him 300 halochos regarding the goyim of baheres. And then he says, because Erev Shabbos, ve'oilif le resh yud vav te'amim. He taught him 216 explanations The Pesuk at the Shir HaShirim, he taught him, it was Erev Shabbos, and there's an ancient minhag, you can see already from the Tanoim, to read Shir HaShirim on Friday afternoon, and that's what Rabbi Eliezer did before he died, and he taught Rabbi Akiva of all the things, he taught him Shir HaShirim. Vehayu enav Rabbi Akiva, nachtim maya, Rabbi Akiva started crying when he heard such wonderful things. Ve'chazer esha kekadmita, this fire was surrounded them. Kadmata lehay psuka, when he got to a certain pasuk Shir HaShirim, samechuni ba'shisho is rapiduni ba'tapuchim, ki choylas ahava ani. This is the cry of Am Yisrael to Hashem Yisborach, and he's saying, sustain us during the golus, ba'shishos with dainty cakes, rapiduni ba'tapuchim, surround us with fragrant apples. Ki choylas ahava ani, in this golus I am lovesick for Hashem Yisborach. Rabbi Akiva at that moment couldn't hold himself anymore. Lo yachil lemizbal, Rabbi Akiva couldn't take it anymore. He was so spiritually elevated. The arim kale, and he screamed out in crying. Bebchiyasi, the guy. He couldn't speak because the presence of the Shekhinah when they were learning Shir HaShirim was so great, the Havatonim. And he revealed to him all the depth of Shir HaShirim. And then he said to Rabbi Akiva, he says, what I've taught you, I swear, I put you under oath, that you're not allowed to use any of it, because Shir HaShirim is well known, has a tremendous power to heal and for many things. And he says to him, you're not allowed to use the Psukim of Shir HaShirim for yourself, for anything you want. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, in Yoredea Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, he tells us, Asur Lilchosh Al HaMaka. We can't take a Pasuk and use it, somebody has a wound, go up to the wound and say a pasuk that's healing. Because you can't use pesukim in the Torah and Tanakh in order to heal up. There the Shulchan Aruch explains, the Mefashim explain, because they would spit with when they were saying the words, and that would have a healing power, and we're not allowed to say Divrei Torah when the spit comes out. That's not dignified for Divrei Torah. But if you look at the Mefashim there, the Bach and the Taz, and they all tell you that even if you don't spit, still we're not allowed to use Pesukim for healing purposes. However, having said that, and Tehillim, and Shir HaShirim seems to have this tremendous koyach, I saw in a sefer from Rabbi Chaim Yeshaya HaKohen, and he wrote on Shir HaShirim all the words in Shir HaShirim and all the psukim that have segulas for healing, for all sorts of things, all sorts of good things. And he says, yes, you're not allowed to use it. Rabbi Akiva was put under oath, you're not allowed to use it. However, if you regularly read Shir HaShirim, then when you're reading it and you come to this Pesukim, it's not wrong, it's 100% correct, he says, that you should be mechaven for the greatness of and the ability of Shir HaShirim to achieve what he can achieve.